In Sickness and in Health
by Pia Cook.
Read by Rick Blade
and Mona Lisa.
And our voiceover website is rickandmona.com, as in rick-n-mona.com. In Sickness and in Health
by Pia Cook.
A man struggles between his marital vows and a promise to his wife. Fade in. Interior, nursing home, bedroom, day.
Some effort has been made to give this bedroom a homey and comfortable feel, but there is no mistake, this is not a home. This is a place where you come to wait for God.
Mildred, 70, dressed in a simple dress, thick brown pantyhose wrinkled at the ankles, and out-of-style shoes, sits in a chair by a small table.
With repetitive motions, she shreds a paper napkin into tiny pieces.
The door opens. Vernon, 70, steps in. He wears a nice dark suit and tie, carries with him a bouquet of red roses, a Valentine's card, and a box of chocolates.
He closes the door behind him. Vernon.
Mildred, happy Valentine's Day.
He strolls up to Mildred, leans forward, kisses her on the cheek. She slaps him across his face. He smiles with sadness.
Mildred.
You do that again, I will tell Mother.
He puts the flowers on the table.
Vernon.
Mildred, it's me, Vernon. I'm your husband, remember? Mildred.
Mary took my dolly.
He sits down in a chair across from her. His cheek is red. Mildred.
She steals everything. Vernon.
Mary passed away 15 years ago.
He holds out the card for her. Vernon.
Would you like me to read it to you?
She takes the card, looks at it, starts to shred it. A sad expression in her eyes. Vernon.
Valentine's Day used to be our favorite day. That's the day we first met.
Mildred tries to get out of her chair. A belt holds her down. She angrily pulls on the belt.
Mildred.
I don't like when you tie me to the chair.
He gently touches her shoulder.
Vernon.
Sit down, dear. They just don't want you to wander around. Mildred.
I have to pick up David from school. He opens up the box of chocolates. Vernon.
Here, have one of these. They are your favorites. He shows her the chocolates. She takes one, chews it for a bit, spits it out into her hand, mixes it with the paper pieces. He closes his eyes.
Vernon.
We always did something special on this day. Remember that time when we went to New Orleans?
With his eyes still shut, a smile grows on his face.
Mildred.
David is a good boy. He loves his mommy. Vernon.
It was one of the best days of my life.
His smile turns bittersweet. He gets up, walks over to the big window, watches the birds perform their spring mating rituals on the well-manicured lawn. Mildred smears the chocolatey paper pieces on the table. Vernon.
David called yesterday. He says they might come down and visit for the 4th of July, if they have the time. She fingers a catheter tube leading to a half-full bag hanging discreetly on the side of the chair.
Vernon.
Everyone at the dance group sent us a card. They all said they miss us.
Her feet start to tap a little dance. She tugs on the tube. He stares out the window, blinks to hold back the tears. Vernon.
I'm lonely, Millie. I am so lonely. I have no one.
He glances over at her. Tears build up. Vernon.
I don't even have you anymore.
She pulls hard on the catheter, winces, pulls harder, drops it on the floor. A puddle builds under her chair.
He averts his eyes. His lower lip quivers. With a vacant glance, Mildred pulls petals off the roses.
Vernon struggles to keep from crying. He peers over at her again as the rose petals fall down and float in the puddle on the floor. He can't fight it anymore. He cries. Tears flow. Vernon.
I don't know what to do, Millie. She looks down at the petals in the puddle, picks them up. He stares out the window, covers his face with his hands. He lets his hands fall to his sides, looks up, closes his eyes, takes a deep breath. He opens his eyes, looks at his wife picking up petals, mixing them with the chocolate paper goo on the table. He turns to the bed, picks up the pillow, holds it close to his chest.
Vernon.
I don't want to do this.
He nervously fingers the pillow, turns toward her. Vernon.
You understand, don't you?
On shaky legs, he steps closer to her. She hums a tune, taps her feet. With trembling hands, he holds the pillow out in front of her face, steps closer. She looks up at him, looks him in the eye.
Mildred.
Vernon, what are you doing?
He looks shocked. He stops dead in his tracks. He puts the pillow down.
Vernon.
Millie, do you remember me?
She stares blankly at him.
Mildred.
Mary's turning 6 on Friday. Mother and I are going to bake a cake.
His hopes are crushed. His shoulders slump. He walks towards the door. Looks back once. Continues. He opens the door.
Vernon.
I love you. I always did. And I always will.
He leaves without looking back.
Fade out.